First reading this morning is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, from verses 1 to 4 and 8 to 11. The year of the Lord's favour. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendour. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. In my faithfulness, I will reward my people and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them will acknowledge that they are a people the Lord has blessed. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of his righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the soil makes a sprout come up, and a garden causes seeds to grow, so the Sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. Our New Testament reading is from John 1, verses 6 to 8 and 19 to 28. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. Now this was John's testimony. When the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was, he did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Messiah." They asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness. Make straight the way for the Lord." Now the Pharisees who had been sent questioned him, "Why then do you baptize if you're not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" "I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." This all happened at Bethany on the other side of Jordan, where John was baptizing.
Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim the liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, anoint us. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts and minds, be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As I mentioned earlier on, this
week is the third week of the Advent season.
The first Sunday of the Advent, we celebrate
peace. We light the candle of peace. Last Sunday, we celebrate hope and we light the candle of hope.
And today, we light the candle of joy. As we celebrate, is the kind of focus for us as we journey towards Christmas. But the question is, in this time of our journey and the time in the world, how can we find joy? By the way, what it means? What is joy?
I consult the dictionary and it says it's an emotion evoked by well-being, success or good fortune, or by the prospect of possessing what one desires.
You may feel joyful in our hearts, or you and I seeing something that happens, the success of what has been trying to do, the outcome. And that kind of thing that is a source for us to feel the joy within ourselves. But today, that's the focus for us. We light the candle, as we do every Advent, to celebrate joy. Just yesterday and Thursday, I was joining families of Gregwins at the town hall. And I saw the expression of joy in so many ways. Some were standing up and singing, some were whistling, some were shouting, some were doing a haka. Just this expression of joy of the achievements of the Gregwins on the day. So many years, some were doing 3 years, 4 years or more. But nonetheless, the long journey towards that day when they kept and acknowledged by the university that you have done it, you received it. Not only that person was happy and joy and smiled with tears running down on the side of their face, but also the family. So I see the expression of joy in so many ways, tears of joy. Shout of joy, dancing, singing, haka, everything in the name of joy. But what is that joy for us today as we hear the gospel reading? According to John's gospel, it talks about the kind of joy that John is in himself. He said, prepare the way of the Lord. The voice crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. This is the kind of joy. But how can we see John, the Baptist, have joy within him when he is located himself in the desert? And we know from the reading last week what he was eating. It's just honey and locusts. And I wonder, wow, is that a kind of joy that we have? We only eat so less food? For me, to identify with joy, there has to be food. Joy and celebration, singing, dancing, haka, and food as well, to identify I am joyful. For John, there was nothing. He was in the desert. His clothes was the camel hair. His food was honey and locusts. And preaching, baptized, repent in the name of God. And then the prophet Isaiah saying, I'm seeing the one that will come. The light. The light will be saying, the Lord is upon me. Spirit of the Lord anointed me. Give me the power to walk, to bring joy to the world. I want to ask, why is this happening? Why is this happening? In the time of Prophet Isaiah, the people were in Babylon. There was nothing that they will see hope for themselves. No joy at all. And all of a sudden, the prophet stand up and say in the midst of the people, rejoice, rejoice. There was one who will come. He will bring good news to the poor. The poor, and he will bind up the brokenhearted. He proclaimed liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners. This is the kind of message that John is bringing. But the prophet was saying, there will be one. But John's saying, I'm not that one. I'm not the light. I'm not the Messiah. As the Pharisees keep asking, and who are you? I am the voice. I am the voice in the desert. Make straight the way of the Lord. And when the Lord comes, and this is what happened to him, he will be anointed by the Holy Spirit. And as he's going to be anointed, God will give him the strength to walk and give and bless and bring good news and bind up brokenhearted and bring liberty to the captives and release the prisoners. I want us to think about that. Sometimes we think about anointed with the Holy Spirit, and then we can dance and have joyful within ourselves. I did experience that. And maybe do haka, singing, and food as well. But there is something that when we are anointed by the Holy Spirit, and that's what happened to Jesus Christ. Mind you, that the prophet prophesied about Jesus. He is going to be the light, to shine in the darkness. And that light will bring good news. Today I demonstrate a little lamp that we use when I grew up. And I believe that some of us have experienced that from the islands. But with that, I didn't light it because there was no kerosene or the fuel inside to make it light. You know that. But there's one thing that's part of it that it gives me something to think about. Yes. Christ was prophesied to come. In Luke, it talks about when he came, he was taken 40 days in the desert, no food. He was prepared for his ministry, for his mission into the world. And he was prepared there after he was anointed by the Holy Spirit. And then again, the prophet said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. It's anointed me to go and send to be the good news to the oppressed, to the prisoners. Now, we talk about joy. We talk about light. We talk about the Holy Spirit. And this is the fourth side of the prophet. What it means for us now? This is not just an idea. This is not just something that we come here to listen to, but this is something that I trust, that I know in my heart, that we're something that gives us focus, I guess. Purpose, I guess. What is the purpose for us here if we are called to be the one that shines the light? we need fuel to empower us, to fill us. As the prophet said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. Would we open to be that person? Would we open to be that church to know that we need to be anointed by the Lord? And by the way, and that's what John was saying, those who believe in him, those who accept him, it's anointed by the Spirit to have the power to be called the children of God. Somehow there is something there, not only to become the children of God, but empowered with the Spirit to be able to shine the light. The outcome of the light that we shine, the prophet has said it to us today. I have said it so many times this morning. The outcome of shining God's light in the world is to bring the good news to the oppressed. One other outcome is to bind up the brokenhearted. Is to tell everybody who are captives, yes, you'll be free, and the prisoners, they will be free too. Maybe it's too far from us in our experience as we journey in Wellington, in the city, the capital city of New Zealand. We can't really connect. Which one is the oppressed? Who does? What are the broken heart? Who are the captives? Who are the prisoners? At times we felt captives. At times we felt oppressed. At times we felt that we are prisoners in our own self. And we need that light to shine upon each and every one of us. And if we do know that we light the candle to remind ourselves that Christ brings the joy to ourselves, and then we acknowledge that the cross will say to us, yes, you and I are the children of God, empowered by the Holy Spirit, enlightened, and go out to shine the light. We are not the light, but to shine the light of God in the darkness. As you journey, as I journey in this church, there are times that we fail. There is darkness. There are times that we felt that we are oppressed. There are times that we felt that we are brokenhearted. But this morning, I know the Lord is speaking to us. Rejoice. Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice because the Lord is with us. As Nehemiah said to the people of Israel, as they built the wall of Israel, he said, the joy of the Lord is upon you. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. So now the joy becomes the fuel, the joy becomes the strength, so that we be able to stand firm and share the good news. It is hard to share the good news if we don't have good news with us. But I want to remind us, as 10 a.m. convocation, we do have the good news that the prophet said to us today. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us, anointing us to go and do likewise. Bring good news to the oppressed. Bind up the broken heart. And proclaim liberty to the captives. And leads to the prisons. I, for one, I would like to say to us as a congregation, if I say or do anything that I broke your heart and make you feel oppressed, and make you feel a prisoner, I would like to say, in the name of the Lord, forgive me. There is no other way to receive the joy of the Lord. Only if we can forgive one another. The joy of the Lord comes with Jesus Christ. And his action showed the world his forgiveness, that he gave his life to the world. Today we're going to share the communion. And that's the symbol of forgiveness. And I pray to our God that his Spirit will touch us so that we can celebrate the joy to the haka, to the sing, to the jumping, shout, or if we know that we've been filled by the Spirit, know our purpose, bring good news, bind up the broken heart, release the captive, and proclaim the good news to the prisoners. Our purpose, to shine the light of God in the darkness, to bring freedom to those who are. But we must be filled by the Spirit.